This morning, I do have a word and some things that I must yield and obey and do. Open your Bible with us to the Gospel of John, chapter 15. John 15, 13. John 15, 13. Hallelujah. I was told by the Lord, and I'm going to obey him, his spirit, his anointing, going to help us today. I really have help this morning. Amen. And I was told that to tell you, he said, get a revelation. Get to know how much I love you. And he said, I want you to explain some things to him, so I'm going to do it. Amen. Look at our text. Greater love has no man than this. What? Greater love has who? No man than this. That means that you can't get in a greater. This is the greatest love you can exercise. This is the greatest love you can have. Greater love has no man than this. That a man what? Lay down his life for his friends. And my thought from this text loves love deeply. Shallow love don't cut it. I love you long as things going well with you, but if it's going to cost me something, I'm out of here. Love deeply. And love with agape. Love have been not understood by many of God's children. I've been guilty myself, but that's why I'm so glad God had that word in there, repent. All right. And repent means to make adjustments. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. And many of God's children have been held in bondage in their lives because of the way we preach. And I'm not going to talk about preachers and nothing like that. I'm just making a statement. And I don't know where we get it from, but I sure dumped it. I'm like Paul. Remember him writing to the Philippian church? He said, what kind of Pharisees he was. He excelled all of his colleagues. All of those that with him, I went beyond all of them. He said, what did I gain by all of that? Everything I gained, I counted loss, but loss. I counted as a garbage heap, pile of manure. That's what he said. All that I did, he said, I counted as loss. A garbage heap, pile of manure. And then he said, my most urgent desire, the thing that press on me the most, the thing that burns in my spirit, the thing that I'm pregnant with, the thing that I'm hungry for, the thing that I'm thirsty for, that I may know him. Is that right? That I may know him, that I may know him, not know of him, not know about him, but know him and the power of his resurrection, fellowship, his suffering. Being made what? Conformable unto his death, even the death of the cross. His death, he died on the cross. We're going to talk about that. So the Lord said, I want you to tell them, tell my people how much I love them. And because of the way the gospel, people say the gospel, but it's not. They present it in a way that it was not true. That I got to do something in order to earn God's righteousness. I got to perform. I can't do that. You better not do that. You better not go here. You better not say that. Yeah. Am I in the house? But the Bible says, now this is what he said. The Bible says, for God, John 3:16, you read it many times. I'm going to put it up. John 3:16. Let's do it from the King James, then we're going to do some switching over in a minute. For God so loved the world, who did? That he gave what? What had we done to cause him to give his only begotten son? Absolutely nothing. And in giving of his son, are y'all in the house? How much of his son did he hold back? Y'all got to come on the same page with me, because you got to read my, you got to read my writing and understand the language that I speak. Hello? He gave his only. How many? How many is only? One and only. Other word, there is not another. He gave the only, the best, and the only son he had. What made him do it? Love. What made him do that? Love. What condition were you and I in? Did we have a response to his love before he gave? Were we doing so good? God said, you're doing so good, I'm going to give you something good. We were wicked. Huh? How were we? Wicked. Ungodly. Evil. Violent. Crooked. Unholy. Some cussed God, some wouldn't, and none of us believed him, never trusted him, never did anything good toward God. You check out the history of the Old Testament, you see how much violence went on. Even God had a problem with the family he chose to be the generation of people that Christ would come. Go check out all the good they done towards to lift up God and glorify him. You can find all the violent wickedness. The Bible says Romans chapter 1, it says nature itself should teach you that there is a God.